Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to chat about Mr. Rod Stewart. Yeah, we are indeed. So just to give you the much-needed diversity in this podcast channel, because Rod Stewart phoned in to Sky News, a phone-in show on the NHS crisis from his US tax bolt hole. And he offered to pay for 10 or even 20 hospital scans for NHS patients. He also talked about the heartbreaking state of the health service, and he demanded a change in government. That's our Rodney. Do you think I'm stupid? Yeah, Rod, I think you pretty are stupid. Now, a couple of things about this. Of course, Rod Stewart left the United Kingdom back in 1975, remember Atlantic Crossing and all that. He left the United Kingdom to go to Los Angeles because he didn't want to pay the 83% tax rate that prevailed at that point on top earners. So, in essence, he hasn't contributed to the NHS for nearly 40 years. So, that's a bit awkward. So, that's the first point. In the second instance, tax exiles really aren't the people that we want to be paying a lot of attention to. You flee the UK, so for 40 years, you're not going to be taxed. And then you phone in to Sky and you'll say, yeah, out of all my, millions, I'll pay for 10 scans. How are you going to pay for 10 scans, by the way, Rod? How are you going to do that? You're going to just write a check to the health secretary? Is that how you were thinking of doing it? Well, what was your method of actually paying? But he didn't. He just simply said, because he'd been at a private clinic himself yesterday, not in the NHS. He says, this is ridiculous. I'd like to pay for 10 or 20 scans. I don't know how we're going to work this out, but hopefully some other people will follow. It seems ridiculous that this particular scanning clinic was empty and there are people dying because they can't get scans. I don't need the publicity. I just want to do some good things. And this, I think, is a good thing. And if people follow me, I would love it. He suggested that the current crisis in the NHS had persuaded him to change his political... It's interesting. He says, I personally have been a Tory for a long time, but I think this government should stand down now and give the Labour Party a go at it. Because this is heartbreaking for all the nurses. It really is heartbreaking. In all my years of living in this country, well, you haven't, Rod. You've been out of it since 1983. I've never seen it so bad. Go on, the nurses. I'm on your side. Yeah, everybody, Sir Rod is on the side of the striking nurses. Sir Rod wants Labour in power, although he has been a Conservative. He's been a Tory, but he's not a Tory anymore. And he's going to use some of his money to pay for scans. For I'm not sure whom, but anyway, he's going to pay for scans for these people. So, there's no hypocrite like a multimillionaire hypocrite. And if Rod Stewart is so concerned, first of all, about British democracy and our British government, shouldn't he live in the United Kingdom? And in the second instance, if he left the UK so he wouldn't have to pay what were extremely high taxes. I completely see that. I disagree with taxation, actually. So I certainly disagree with high taxes. Naturally, this has gained him a lot of publicity. He's on the front page of every newspaper today. Rod Stewart intervenes. And this is one of these stories, actually, to be honest with you, that I see as a psyop story. I don't see it as, oh, it's a funny ha-ha story about Rod Stewart. I think this is the way the cabal distract us. They have stories like this, because they know that everyone's heard of Rod Stewart. And we know that, he has a legion of fans. And obviously, over the years, he's had a lot of sort of very popular hit songs and all of that. So in a way, we're being told, look at Rod Stewart, look at Rod Stewart. Don't look at Ukraine. Don't look at what's happening in the Donbass. Look at what this Hollywood celebrity is telling you about the NHS. And don't actually ever think about the utter dysfunctional hot mess that is the NHS caused by the NHS. Don't do that. Think about Rod Stewart. So these are the kind of stories that I know, even by talking about it, I'm legitimizing it a bit. I get that. But I also just want to sort of say that, you know, when you get these celebrity driven narratives, and this is a new one, I think it's probably quite good to call it out for what it is. It is a little bit of distraction that they're putting into the narrative. But of course, it does play along with the narrative. And the narrative is that we really need a change of government. The Tories are exhausted. We need to give Labour a chance and see what they will do. Well, we all know what Labour will do. Everyone knows what Labour will do, apart from the very stupidest people. Labour will screw up the economy, and in about five, and sometime towards 2029, I guess, they will be probably thrown out of power, and we'll get the Tories coming back in, and then they'll screw things up for 5 years as well. You see, as I keep saying to you folks, it's the uni party in the United Kingdom. You don't have a choice. The illusion is that you've got a choice. When it comes to something like the NHS, which, as I say, has proven itself to be beyond reform, utterly dysfunctional, utterly useless. What they do is they distract you then with things and individuals like Rod Stewart saying, don't worry about it, I'm going to sort it all out. Well, of course, it's just a distraction. Thanks for listening.